This is Apollo Control at 33 hours, 10 minutes. We're at a relatively quiet period in the flight plan. The crew is scheduled to begin a rest period at about 41 hours ground elapsed time. At the present time, we show Apollo 14, 124,800 nautical miles from Earth, traveling at a velocity of 4,149 feet per second. The flight dynamics officer reported to the flight director a short while ago that tracking seems to be confirming that the mid-course correction maneuver is bringing the spacecraft in a little bit higher above the moon than had been planned. This would indicate a slight underburn. The predicted point of closest approach at this time is still holding quite close to 67 nautical miles. The burn had been targeted to bring the spacecraft to within 60 nautical miles at its closest approach. This particular burn seems to be seemed to have been quite sensitive to very small velocity errors on the order of about 0.2 of a foot per second. The FIDO says, account for the difference in the planned altitude and the actual, that 7 nautical miles. Additional tracking, of course, will probably show some change in that number, but it seems to be holding in quite steadily at about 67 nautical miles. The people in the spacecraft engineering support room report that all systems appear to be functioning well at this time aboard the spacecraft. Virtually no problems of any significance. And as we mentioned earlier, the crew was advised this evening that with the probe, with what we know about the probe at this time, it appears that the mission will be go for a lunar landing. At 33 hours, 12 minutes, this is Apollo Control standing by.